It may not be clear now because you've been in a bad environment and you've been listening to folk who don't believe God's word.
Dr. Tony Evans says praying with other Christians can help counteract the unbelief of the world.
Don't you give up on God. He still answers prayer. But that means we must be a people who pray.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. The only prayers that really go unanswered are the ones we never actually prayed. Today, Dr. Evans talks about praying with confident boldness as he explores the importance of asking, seeking, and knocking. Let's join him in God's Word.
In Luke chapter 11, that's the passage beginning with the first verse where Jesus is asked, teach us to pray. So you have another rendition of the Lord's Prayer through verse 4. But then after he concludes a summary of the Lord's Prayer of why we need to talk to heaven as a lifestyle, not as only an emergency, he tells a story. There are three personalities in this story. There is a man who has some guests coming to his home, but he doesn't have food to feed the guests. And in Mideastern hospitality, you always offer your guests something to eat, but he didn't have any food. So this friend has friends coming to visit him. Because he doesn't have food, he goes to his friend. So you've got this friend having some friends who needs help from another friend. So you got three groups of friends here. The gentleman who is lacking food for his friends goes to his friend and says, can you help me with three loaves of bread so that I can help my friend? Would you bless me so I can bless somebody else? His friend has already gone to bed. The door has been shut and locked. His children are already asleep. So his friend doesn't want to be disturbed by his friend, which means his friend here won't help his friend so that he can't help his friend. Because it's an inopportune, it's inconvenient. It's late at night. But this friend insists to his friend, I am going to keep disturbing you, even though you're supposed to be my friend, until you help me to help them. We are told that even though it's inconvenient, because this friend keeps insisting that his friend help him so he can help his friend, that he gets up and gives him whatever he needs. That is the summary of the story that Jesus tells coming off of the Lord's Prayer. So the Lord's Prayer is given, then a story is told, a parable. Having told the story, Jesus now makes the point of the story, which makes the point of the Lord's Prayer. So I say, ask and it will be given, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. That's the point. Now, some don't understand this passage. Some would think that you've got to disturb God in order to get God to answer your prayer. In other words, if you keep banging on heaven long enough, then heaven will respond because you've nagged it to death. Because that's kind of what happened. So if you interpret the story that way, then even though God doesn't want to do it because he's tied up, he will do it if you worry him to death. But something doesn't sound right about that, does it? That God is sleeping, doesn't want to help you, but he will help you if you keep banging on heaven long enough. Something just doesn't seem right about that application. It's because it's not. You see, the contrast, not the comparison, is being what is made. What's the contrast? Remember, the story is tied to the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer is about a father, not a friend. Our Father who art in heaven, not my friend who is on earth. So you must see this as a contrast, not a comparison. God is not like the friend. God is like the Father. So he tells the Lord's Prayer, our Father, he illustrates it with how a friend would act. But when you're in a crisis, you need more than a friend that you have to cajole. You need a father who already cares. So the comparison is between a father and a friend, not the friend and God. The point is to tell the disciples who asked, teach us to pray, how to contact the Father. You don't do it like you're talking to a friend. You do it like you're talking to a dad. So let's get the contrast clear. He says three verbs. Ask, seek, and knock. In the Greek text, the three verbs are imperatives. An imperative is a command, not a request. So he is telling you to ask, commanding you to ask, telling you to seek, commanding you to seek. Telling you to knock, but he's commanding you to knock. So this is not a nice request. It is a divine command because Jesus is telling his disciples, you better do this. So this is a big deal. Verse 10 says, for everyone who asks, please don't miss that. For everyone who asks, see, somebody didn't hear me. For everyone who asks, which means you are not an exception. You have equal access to answered prayer. I have no more access to answered prayer and the supernatural than you do for everybody who ask, it will be open, the end of verse 10 says. So how does this work? When God answers prayer, he answers it in the spiritual realm first. Now we are calling on God, who exists in the spiritual realm, to manifest answered prayer in the physical realm, although we're talking to him in the spiritual realm. When we talk to God up there, it's answered up there. As you've heard me illustrate many times, if you have DirecTV, the satellite has the programming, and it's up there. It has to be manifested on your TV screen down here. If you do not have a receiver, it will not be manifested. Or if you have a receiver, but the receiver is off, it won't be manifested. Not because it doesn't exist, but you don't have the capacity to pick up on it. There are many prayers in this house that have already been answered up there, but the receiver is not on down here. And therefore, it is floating up in the spiritual realm, waiting to be received so you can get a picture down here. But if you're not a Christian, you don't have a receiver. And if you are a Christian, but you are not in sync with the spirit realm, it won't show up on the screen of your life. Many of us will go to heaven and see a storage of unanswered prayer,
yes,
that the answer was already given,
yes,
up there, but not manifested down here. So that raises a question. What would keep it not coming from the spirit realm down to the physical realm?
Dr. Evans will have the answer for us when he returns with the second part of today's message in just a moment. But first, if the answers to your prayers seem nowhere to be found, there's a book Dr. Evans has written that may be just what you need at this time. It's called God is Up to Something Great, and it reviews the lives of Paul, Peter, and Joseph to show how God can be at work fulfilling your prayers even when it seems that He's very far away. For a limited time, we're making God is Up to Something Great available as our gift when you make a contribution to help support Tony's ministry here on the radio and around the world. Along with it, we'll include all the messages in his current teaching series called Bold Belief. Bold Belief will help you grasp the reality of God's promises and presence with you, and in turn teach you how to live out your life with renewed confidence, conviction, and purpose. Get this special double resource package when you visit us today at tonyevans.org or give us a call day or night at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our resource team members help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. I'll repeat that information for you after part two of today's lesson and this.
Tony Evans and the Urban Alternative are bringing you a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to experience the majestic beauty of Alaska while receiving great teaching from Dr. Evans and others. From August 6th to 13th, worship God in an incredible setting and fellowship with others who share your passion for His Word, and experience it all while on a cruise that will pamper you with luxurious accommodations, incredible meals from talented chefs, and a large variety of leisure experiences. Those dates again are August 6th to 13th, and spots are running out. So book your trip today and reserve the room of your choice at tonyevans.org.
1 John chapter 3, verse 22, he says, "And whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do the things that are pleasing in His sight." If it's a legitimate prayer where you ask with the right motive, where you went and looked for the answer, and where you continued knocking, God has answered that prayer in the spiritual realm. But if you are not seeking to please Him, seeking to obey Him, you have delayed the answer from coming days, months, or years. Or if there's spiritual warfare, because the devil doesn't want the answer to get through, then he will try to block the delivery of the answer from getting to you. So some prayers are delayed because of spiritual activity in the spiritual realm. But you don't give up. That's why you got to keep knocking. You got to keep knocking because the devil is trying to fight to keep the answer that's already been decreed from arriving to your doorstep. So you keep knocking until your delivery system breaks through. In Mark chapter 8, verses 22 to 26, Bethesda was one of the unbelieving cities of Jesus' day. And Jesus goes to a blind man. He grabs the blind man and he takes him out of the city. Because sometimes you have to be taken away from unbelieving environments. You have to be removed from faithless environments, from folk who don't believe God, trust God, or expect from God. You need to be, if you want to hear from God, you got to get rid of those folk who are not willing to believe with you for the supernatural. So he takes the blind man out of the city. He wipes his eyes and he says, "Do you see anything?" And the man says, "I see men looking like trees." Jesus keeps working with him a little while longer and says, "What do you see now?" He says, "I see men clearly." You see, sometimes God progressively moves you to seeing a picture clearly. It may not be clear now because you've been in a bad environment and you've been listening to folk who don't believe God's word. You've been listening to folk who don't see the supernatural, so you don't see the clear miracle that God wants to do. But if you can get out of that environment, then put on some spiritual glasses, you can begin to see things a lot more clearly. That's why you want to worship in a place that has faith, not a place of unbelief. You want to worship in a place where God can show you clearly what he is up to. Back to chapter 11 of Luke. He says, now suppose, verse 11, one of you fathers, because he's not talking as a friend, he's talking as a dad. One of you fathers is asked by his son for a fish. Okay, you want something to eat, you're hungry. He will not give him a snake instead of a fish, will he? He says, no father will trick his child by making a snake look like fish because they want to deceive him. God's not out to trick you. He's not out to mess with you. If a human father, faulty as we are, wouldn't do that to your own kid, what kind of daddy do you think you have in heaven? He's not out to trick you. He's out for your best and most fruitful purpose and interest. So, what's the conclusion? Okay, here it is. I don't want you to miss this. It all comes down to this. The Lord's Prayer, the illustration, ask, seek, knock, all that. If you then being evil, okay, we're sinners, we failed, we're not perfect. If you then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, because we're not talking about friends, we're talking about father. If you know how to take care of your children, how much more will your heavenly father, because we're not talking about a friend who you have to cajole and make something happen, we're talking about a father. Your heavenly father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. But wait a minute. You don't go to God and ask for the Holy Spirit. You go to God because I got a health need. I got a financial need. I got to cry. I got this. I got that. I got that. You know, I got real life physical needs. And they come in a million different ways. He says, what I'm going to give is one thing. I'm going to give the Holy Spirit to those who ask. And you didn't ask for the Holy Spirit. Oh, but maybe you did. Okay, let's talk theology. There's one God composed of three co-equal persons. God the Father, that's who you're talking to. Jesus the Son, that's the mediator. But the Holy Spirit is the third member of the Trinity. In the Old Testament, God the Father is the superstar. It's all about God the Father. You see very few mentions of Jesus. You see very few mentions of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. They're there, but they're not directly mentioned a lot. In the Gospels, Jesus is the superstar. It's all about Jesus. The miracles of Jesus, the baptism of Jesus, the crucifixion of Jesus, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, it's all about Jesus. But beginning in the book of Acts, Jesus says, don't go anywhere because the Spirit of God is going to descend upon you. If Jesus walked into the church today and Jesus wanted something to eat, I'm telling y'all now, he going home with me. He ain't going home with you. I'm going to pull out my pastor card and he's going home with me. Because when Jesus was on earth, he limited the locality of his action to the locality of where he was standing. He only traveled 300 miles from home. That's the furthest he ever went. And whatever he did on earth was tied to where he was physically, because he limited his activity to the location of his humanity. But when he arose and went to heaven and sent the Holy Spirit, who he said will be in you, that means he can go home with everybody. Because if the Holy Spirit is in you, then the Holy Spirit can go wherever you and y'all happen to be. So even though we have 1,000 different requests, it won't matter, because whatever the request is, there's still only one post office. And the post office is the Holy Spirit, and he has postal workers. The postal workers are the angels, because the angels do what the Holy Spirit tells them to do, because they deliver the mail to the individual Christians, since every Christian has been assigned the Holy Spirit. So I'm not better than you, you're not better than me, because Jesus going home with everybody that has the Holy Spirit and has an angel assigned to you. So all I'm trying to tell you is, if you know how to take care of your chillings, then God knows how to take care of his. If you know how to see answered to your family, God knows how to answer every member of his family. So what you should do, you should ask with a humble spirit. Then you should go looking for the answer, even if there's spiritual warfare to delay it. But you're going to keep knocking until Satan gets off your back and Michael can get through to the answer to your prayer. So don't you quit. Don't you give up on God. He still answers prayer. But that means we must be a people who pray.
Dr. Tony Evans, with encouragement to approach God with boldness in your prayers as you continue to seek a life that's pleasing to him. Now, don't forget that special double offer I mentioned earlier. As our way of saying thanks for your contribution to help keep Tony's teaching on this station, we'll send you all 10 lessons in his current series, Bold Belief, along with his hope-filled book, God is Up to Something Great. Together, this package will reveal how to find God's strength, peace, and promise in your life, enabling you to live with confidence, unshakable, even in a culture in decline. Get the details online at tonyevans.org or give us a call at 1-800-800-3222. Our resource request line is always open, so there's no need to wait. Again, that's tonyevans.org or by phone at 1-800-800-3222. You know, the Bible tells us one of the attributes of God's Holy Spirit living and operating inside of us is kindness. And that's something our world can never have too much of. Dr. Evans encourages you to share a kind word or gesture with those you meet as you seek to carry God's light to a world in need of his love. You've probably heard it said that Christians are supposed to be in the world, but not of the world. Well, tomorrow, Dr. Evans will explain why that balancing act is often so difficult as he explores ways to keep our feet firmly planted in the kingdom in the midst of a culture in decline. I hope you'll join us for this important message. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.